Okay, here's a segue for you. From the fall in global fertility rates to the world's sexiest dance. Yes, this weekend in Sydney, hundreds of tangueros are celebrating the tango. The second annual Sydney Tango Weekend brings together an eclectic collection of dancers from across Australia for a few nights of tight embraces, fiery connections, and flamboyant moves. Mona Adeleno is the main organiser, and I spoke to her earlier in the week. Mona Adeleno, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you for having me, Nick.
Mona, paint us a picture. What's it going to be like in your dance studio this Saturday night?
Okay, so we are organizing this weekend, Sydney Tango Weekend, and we are bringing people from all over Australia. And also we have a few internationals, and we are very happy about, because as you know, Australia is very, very far, and usually it's us traveling overseas. And we will have for 3 days, 130 people in our studio, and we will just have social dancing. I'm very happy that one of the world champions in tango, Magdalena Gutierrez, will be joining us. She was the champion in 2017. So we are very, very excited because she's an inspiration for all of us. So Saturday night will be very special because we will start at 7 p.m. Gathering everyone for a glass of bubbles so they can socialize a little bit before dancing at 8 p.m. Some people are shy, some people are for the first time here in Sydney, and some of our students who are younger people will be also there. So it's very good to organize an hour before just for them to know each other a little bit and, you know, make new friends and dance with.
It just sounds fantastic. Now, I didn't realize, Mona, that tango isn't actually choreographed. It's improvised.
That's correct. It's a dance that is based 100% on improvisation. Of course, there are shows or performances or competitions where people use choreography as a tool. But when we dance socially in a milonga, milonga is the social setting for Argentine tango where people just go and dance, we improvise our dance. How this works? Tango is a walk in a hug. Do you like to be hugged, Nick?
I love to be hugged, Mona.
Yes, everybody needs to be hugged because the hug is an expression of love. And one other interesting thing is when you hug someone, if you hold them for 30 seconds, you know, chest to chest, your heart will be synchronized with the other person's heart. And this gives us happiness, you know. So tango is a walk in a hug. Now, there is always in the couple, there are two people. One is the leader, one is the follower. Traditionally, the man is the leader and the woman is the follower. But these days, we dance same sex, but we just decide, okay, you are the leader, I'm the follower, if you have the skill. And then the leader will take the follower for 12 minutes in a journey, and the follower doesn't know where he will take her. It's poetry in motion.
What you're describing is not so much a dance as a way of life, almost.
Tango, it's a way of being. Tango is not just a dance. Tango is a feeling. Tango is emotion. Tango is love. Love first for yourself, because tango brings out your vulnerabilities. If you don't show your vulnerability in tango, it will not be 100% true. You have to be true to yourself. You come to dance and you dance your day. You had an argument with your husband, it will be shown in a dance. Your boss gave you a raise, it will be shown in a dance. So we bring a lot of our inner feelings in that intimate embrace when we dance.
And do you find, Mona, that when people dance the tango, a kind of an inner tango is unleashed in them, that they almost sort of cast off inhibitions that they might have in their day-to-day lives?
I don't know about that. Everything is at an emotional level, because tango is a very serious dance. and it is very respectful. And we travel all around the world for tango, and I'm doing it for like 12 years now. And I travel alone to different places where I don't know anyone, I don't know the language. It's a community and we look after each other a lot. And there is that trust, you know, if you are in tango, 95% you are a good person. And that's why we just become free when we dance, you know.
Often it's said, of course, that it takes two to tango. But again, what I didn't realize was there's a lot of partner swapping as well.
Of course, depending what we want to achieve in tango. Like, for example, because I teach and sometimes I do performances, I have a regular partner I'm teaching with and I'm dancing and I'm practicing with. But in a social setting, which is the milonga, we go and we dance with different people that we want to dance with. And tango is very interesting because there is a lot of etiquette in tango. It's a very old dance. Tango started in the streets in Buenos Aires. And there is a whole lot of etiquette around. Like, for example, if a leader would like to dance with a follower, they will look at the follower when the music starts and they will nod at her. We call this a cabeceo, which means nodding in Spanish. And then if the lady wants to dance with him, she will smile and then the leader will go and invite her to dance. But if she doesn't want to dance with him, she will look away and he will have the opportunity to invite another lady without the shame of rejection. So it is not like in other dances where we go and we just invite someone with our hand, would you like to dance? It's just a tacit invitation from afar, which makes it a little bit more mysterious. And after the lady accepts the dance, they dance for 12 minutes, 11 minutes, and then usually the DJ will play a different type of song, which is not tango, to show that the set of three or four tangos is finished and then they can swap partners.
It just sounds like a wonderful community. I mean, often we think of the intensity of two dancers performing the tango, but what you're saying is that it's far broader than that. This is a very much a community event.
That's correct, because not everybody will achieve great tango mastery. This is a social dance. So when we go to a milonga, there are people who are in their 70s and there are people who are in their 20s and 30s and 40s and so on. So it's a big mixture of people. And I will tell you with all my honesty, you know what? When I'm 75, I would love to have a place to go, you know, for 2 hours, have a glass of wine and dance with a friend. Doesn't mean that I have to be a champion to be there. There is a place for everyone. And in Argentina, young people in their teens, they will dance with their grandparents. They go out for dinner and they will just have a dance there.
Amona, it just seems like this wonderful global fraternity. I mean, presumably you could pitch up in pretty much any city in the world, walk into a tango club and feel right at home.
Tango is very much like martial arts. Once you can do it, you can be anywhere in the world, enter a dojo and train with the people there. For example, 2 years ago, I think I traveled to Europe and I went for a weekend to Georgia. I was in Tbilisi. Total different language, total different culture, food, everything is so different, you know? And when I went to the milonga that night, because I just Googled tango in Tbilisi, I went to a milonga and everybody, oh, are you a tourist? Yes. Oh, where do you stay? Okay, avoid that area. Do you want a good restaurant? Go there. Where do you live? I'll take you home. There is this uniform love for other people who are in your hobby, you know? So, yes, I think you can go almost anywhere in the world. I've been to so many countries and danced.
Mona Adelena, you are a great ambassador for the tango. Oh. Thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you so much.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.